The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yisrael Baruch Tursky and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Samches. The Gemara tells us that Rabbah permitted the Isser of Amir Lagoy in order to be able to perform the mitzvah of Mila. The Rishonim explore the parameters of this heter, and there are primarily two issues which are discussed. The first issue is, for which purpose do we override the Isser of Amir Lagoy? Is it specifically for the purpose of Mila, or does this apply to other mitzvahs as well? Let's take the following example. Suppose the key to the Aron Kodesh is kept in the office building of a yeshiva, and it comes Shabbos, they want to open up the Aron Kodesh, but they realize that the Erev snapped. Are you allowed to tell a goy to carry the key through the parking lot to the Beis Medrash in order to perform the mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah? So if the heter to override Amir La'akum is limited to Tzarech Mila, this is not Tzarech Mila, it would be Aser. But if it applies to other mitzvahs, then you would be allowed. Why might it apply specifically to Mila and not to any other mitzvah? There are two svaras mentioned in the Rishonim. The first svara, Mila itself is Deiche Shabbos. The Machshirei Mila are not Deiche Shabbos. That's Min HaTorah. But if it's Rabbanon, we could be Matur even Machshirei. But ultimately, the Mila itself, there's a mitzvah which is Deiche Shabbos. Whereas the second mitzvah is not Deiche Shabbos. So maybe we won't allow the Amir Lagoy for the purpose of a different mitzvah that's not Deiche Shabbos. The second Svara, Mila is a mitzvah Sasei Sheyesh Bei Koris. It's unique. But another mitzvah doesn't have Koris. So for the purpose of another mitzvah, maybe we won't be Matar Amir Lagoy. So this is the question. The Machmirim, Toysis and Gittin is Machmir, the Chiddush Ramban is Machmir, the Beis Yosef brings from the Smag and from the Chuvus HaRashba that they're Machmir, and that's what's Mashma also in the Torah is Simishin Lamed Ches. The Machilim, the Rambam is Mekel, the Rav Yoh brought in the Torah there is Mekel, Toysis written Gittin there is Mekel. So that's the Machlaikas. The Mechaber in Simon Chin Zayin Sefei brings the opinion of the Rambam to be lenient as the Stam Deya. The stringent opinion is brought only as a Yesh HaEmrim. We know the general principle. When the Mechaber brings the Stam Deya and the Yesh HaEmrim, the Halacha is like the Stam. And in fact, that's what the Mishabura in Sifkot Mechav Gimel there says in the name of the Levush and the Eli Rabba, that the Ikal Halacha is like the first opinion to be lenient. And therefore, in the above mentioned case, with Aron Kodesh, it would be permitted to tell the goy to bring the key through the parking lot for the mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah. The Rambam takes this a step further. Not only other mitzvahs, but even Miktsas Choli, or if there's a great need for it. There also the Rambam holds one can be permitted to tell a goy to do an Issa D'Rabbanan. Here, however, the Achronim are a little bit more reluctant to follow in his footsteps. The Magen Avraham says that one should only do so b'mokim hefsid gadol, in great financial loss, and even there the Eli Rabba is mefakfek maybe not to do it. So that's the first issue discussed. For which mitzvah do we permit the Isser of Amir Lagoy? The second issue, when we do permit the Amir Lagoy, what do we tell the goy to do? In the Gemara, the goy was told to carry the hot water through Chaser She'einem Urevis. That, if it were done by a Yid, would be an Issa D'Rabbanan. What about to tell a goy something to do, that if a Yid would do it, it would be Issa D'Raisa? Is that also permitted, or only by D'Rabbanan? For example, if they didn't have a Moel Meser, the knife that the Moel uses for the Mila, would they be permitted to tell a goy to fashion such a knife? That would be a Malafa D'Raisa. If you can't tell the goy to do it, you won't be able to have the Mila done. So that's a machlokes between the Bahag and the Rif. The Bahag is lenient. His opinion is that once we're doing Amir Lagoy, so you can tell him to do a Deraisa as well. And the Rif says no, you can only tell him to do a Derabonon. But to do a Deraisa is Aser. The Rambam is of the opinion to be Machmer like the Rif. The Chedush HaRashba brings from the Rach like the Bahag. However, there is a little bit of a stira, because from another place it would seem that the Rach would hold not like that. But explicitly the Rach deals with the issue he is making like the Bahag. How do we paskin? So the Mechaber in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, Siv Vav, says that in order to be matir, to tell a goy to do things which are necessary for a Mila, it has to be a Malacha which is only Midirabonon. But to tell him to do some Malacha Deiraisa, even though it's only being done by a goy, It cannot be done, and the milah has to be pushed off. That is the opinion of the Mechaber, and we'll see soon, Amir Hashem, what the Ramah and the later Achronim have to say about that. There is a well-known opinion of the Balo Iter, it's brought in the Ran, from Reb Lezer de Mila, that it's permitted to tell a Goy, on Friday night it's dark, you're eating one eat the Shabbos Suda, your candle went out. You could tell the Goy to light the candle for the mitzvah of eating the Suda Shabbos. So the Ran explains what's the basis of the Balo Iter's Heter. So he says it seems that he was mekel, he was lenient on both of these 2 points. He held that number one, we are lenient on Amir Lahakum, not only for the mitzvah of Mila, but for all other mitzvahs as well. And number two, he held like the Bahag, that when we are matter to tell a Goy, we can even tell him to do a deraisa. So that's what he's doing. He's telling the Goy to light a candle, which is a deraisa, for the purpose of the Suda of Shabbos, which is a mitzvah that's not a milah. It seems that the Tosfos written in Gittin Daf Ches is also of this opinion, like the Balo Iter, in the Sugya of Koisvim Alavoinoi Afilu B'Shabbos. Let's see what the opinion of the Poskim is, vis-a-vis the Balo Iter. The Ramah and Simon Reisha involve Siv Beis. Hagoy Yeshoimrim Demutaloyimer Lagoy Lahadlik Loineir Lesudas Shabbos. Some say it's permitted to tell a Goy to light a candle for the Suda of Shabbos. Vishum Desvirulay Demutar Amir Lagoy Afilu B'malachi Gemura B'malachi Mitzvah. They hold that one may tell a non-Jew to do even a complete Malacha, Malacha Deraisa, for the purpose of a Mitzvah. Shal Pizeh Noagu Rabim Lahokal B'Dover. Based on this, many were lenient. The tzavos la'en Yehudi lahad l'gneiris the tzarech suda v'prat b'sudas chasna oimila ve'ein moicha biyadam, and no one stops them. So the Ramah says that it was even a minig like this. However, the Ramah says v'yesh lahachmir b'mokim she'en tzarech gadol. One should be machmir unless there's a pressing need. The harayv ha'poiskim cholkim asvarazu. Most of the poiskim disagree with this svar. The Mishneh Berurah there, in Sivkot Mechav Daldid, brings from the Shalom, takes it a step further, that even in pressing need, one should be machmir. Furthermore, he says that he saw that was the minik. Shekein roa noyagim bekilos chashuvim sheyoshim b'chashecha b'maysay Shabbos, afilu b'chasana. And so says again the Mishneh Berurah, in Sivkot Mechav Daldid, in Simin Shin Zayin, miu karkosev Ramo le'el, the Ramo already wrote earlier, referring to the Ramo we just saw in Reish Ayin Vav, one should be lenient on this, not to tell a goy to do a malacha deraisa. V'chein iker, ki day azu hi rak das yichido, v'arif, v'arosh, v'arambam, v'oid kam gudel rishonim, cholkam aleho. Most of the other rishonim disagree, and one should not rely on this opinion. There's a story with Rav Aaron Kotler, which I heard from Rabbi Yisrael Kaplan Shlita. One Friday night, the lights in the Beit Medrash went out. Rav Aaron told him to go get a goy. Apparently, Rav Aaron had assumed they would let him know that the goy had come, and he would instruct the goy what to do. But he came and he saw the lights were already on. So he asked what happened. So he says, you told us to get a goy. We told the goy to turn on the light. So he says, what? We do not rely on the Baal HaEter. Go bring the goy back. They brought the goy back. Rav Aaron had the goy turn the lights off and on again with his shinoi. So now it was a double shvus because it was a shinoi. And then they were able to use the lights. I would just like to add that even according to the Balo Iter, we only find that he permitted because of a mitzvah. The extra step the Rambam took to be matir even in times of need or mitzvah choili, to put that together with the Balo Iter, to tell the goy to do a deraisa for that purpose, that we don't find. And that's mashma like that in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot Mechav Daled, that according to the lenient opinion, we're only matir b'mokim mitzvah. However, we do find 2 places where we do rely on the Balo Iter. The first is brought in Simon Reisha involved. If the Erev snaps, and people won't be aware of it, so there's a question of a Michshol de Rabim, people can end up carrying without an Erev. Says the Mishneh Berurah from the Chayodam, in such a case, it's Kedayu Balo Iter Lismech Olav, Lahat Teshvus De Amir Afila B'mlocha De Raisa, B'mokem Mitzvah De Rabim. Presumably is referring to a case where it couldn't be fixed with a malacha de rabbana. The only way to fix the erev would be to tell the goy to do the raisa. And he says, b'chihai gavna, in such an instance, it's kedai to rely on the Balo Iter. One other case is in the case of Mila. We saw before that the Mechaber says, even by Mila, we don't rely on the Bahag, on the Balo Iter, to be matir Amir Lagoy on the raisa. However, the Ramah over there says, v'ayin la'el simen shin zayin. See what we wrote earlier in Simon Shin Zayin. So the Magen Avraham is a machriya that When it comes to Mila, one can rely on the Balei Iter to tell the Goy to do even a Deraisa. The rationale would be that here we don't need to come on to both leniencies. Here, we don't need to permit to tell a Goy to do other mitzvahs. This is the mitzvah of Mila where the Gemara was talking about. Here we only need to have the one leniency that the Gemara permitted even to be matir malacha d'oraisa l'day goy. But after that, there's no more questions whether the leniency applies to other mitzvahs, because here we're dealing with Mila itself. The Bi'ur Halacha brings from the Ksav Sefer two conditions on this point. The first, that there shouldn't be another moil. Supposing there's another moil who has a knife, you don't need to do a malacha to fix the first moil's knife because there's a second moil. Even though the second moil is unwilling to lend out his knife, better use the second moil who you would have otherwise not used, and not to be matir to tell the goy to fix the first moil's knife. The second condition is that it wasn't a question of pshia. If he was pshia, if he was negligent, he could have prepared a knife from yesterday, from before Shabbos, and he didn't, then we would not permit to tell the goy to do a malacha d'oraisa. There's another discussion we'd like to discuss at this point. You tell a goy to do a malacha d'rabbanan, that's called shvus d'shvus. The malacha d'rabbanan is one shvus, the amir l'goy is another shvus. We're matter that b'mokim mitzvah. So the question that's discussed, is that specifically to tell a goy to do a d'rabbanan, or does that apply to any shvus d'shvus, even al day Yisrael? Say for example, there's a rav is giving a drasha, and there's a buzzing fly that's flying around and is disturbing, is distracting the it's distracting the Rav, and it's getting in the way of the Drosha. So they want to trap the fly. To do so would be a double Drabonon, if you're going to trap him in a big box. First, the fly is not a type of thing which is normally trapped. It's Ein Demin and Nitzay, that's one Drabonon. Second, if you're going to use a big box, it's not fully trapped, so it's Mechusset Teda, it's a second Drabonon. Would it be permitted for a Yid to trap the fly in a big box? I don't want to discuss this in terms of Halacha, the Arayas and the Paiskim, to both ways. But I do want to take this from the standpoint of an Ian and the Sugya, the blot we're learning now, Daf Samaches. There are three steps in the Gemara. Rabba issues the Psak, Abaya challenges the Psak, Rav Yosef defends the Psak. Rabba's Psak was to tell a Goy to carry the hot water through the Chos Shein and Murevis. Abaya has a question. Amir La'akum is a Shvus. Hazah is a Shvus. When it comes to the Hazah, we're not matir the Isser of Hazah for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Just like we're not matir Hazah for the Korban Pesach, we shouldn't be matir Amir al-Nachri for the Korban Pesach. They're both Shvusim. And Rav Yosef comes along and he defends Rabba. And that's the big question in the Sugya. What's Rav Yosef saying? And how does what he's saying relate to Rabbi's question? Rav Yosef makes a chilik. He draws a distinction between Shvus de Is Be Maisa and Shvus de Les Be Maisa. Rabba's heter is limited to Shvus de Les Be Maisa. What does the word Maisa mean? So there are primarily two Pirushim in the meaning of the word Maisa. The Bahag says Maisa means exactly what it usually means, an action, that he is doing something, as opposed to Amir al-Nafri, which is just talking. The Rif says Maisa means Malacha. Malacha da Iraisa. Like we say in Avdolah, B'nyem HaShvi, L'sheisha Simei HaMasa. There is also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yoina that the word Maisa means a shinoy, a change in the item. But according to that opinion, the heter to tell a goy is limited to the Malacha of Oitzah, and that's not the Halacha how we practice it. So we'll focus our discussion on the first two opinions. According to the Bahad, the word Isbe Maisa means literally an action. The intent of Rav Yosef was to directly answer Abaya's challenge. What's the difference between Hazah and Amir al-Nakri? The answer is, Amir al-Nakri is a Shvus that doesn't have an action. It's just talking. Hazah is a Shvus which does have an action. That's more Chomer. That were not matter because of the mitzvah of Pesach. We saw earlier that the Bahag is lenient to tell a Goy even to do a Malacha d'Oraisa. And that psak is based on this explanation. Once the Gemara tells a distinction between Shvus the Is Be'maisa, an action, and the Les Be'maisa doesn't have an action, so the only problem with the Isra of Amira of Hazah is because it has an action. But Amira al-Nakhri, which doesn't have an action, even though it's also only one Shvus, that would be Mutter, and therefore you could tell him to do even a Deraisa. It would seem that according to this explanation, it's a davar pashut that shvus to shvus al day Yisro, the example that we gave, would be usher. The entirety of the heter was only because you're not doing an action. But here that you're doing an action, there's no basis to say that merely on account that there are two shvusim coming together, that that should be grounds for a heter. The only discussion that we want is according to the Rif. Maybe according to the Rif, things will be different. So let's see. How does the Rif explain the Gemara? According to the Rif, Ma'asa, shvus deles be ma'asa, means melacha. And therefore, telling a goy to take out to a chatz sha'inim u'revis, that's a shvus deles be ma'asa. There's no melacha being done. Telling a goy to take out to a shvus harabim, that's a shvus deles be ma'asa. A melacha is being done. But now we have to know, what was the intent of Rav Yosef? How was he addressing Abaye's question? Abaye posed the challenge that we're not matir hazoh because of Mila, because of Pesach. Why should we be matir Amir al-Nachri because of Mila? One could have explained that telling a goy to take out into a chos sheinim u'revis, that's called a shvus deles be malacha. It doesn't involve a malacha deraisa. Whereas hazoh, that is a shvus de is be malacha. Why would that be? There's no malacha being done. One would have said, that's only one shvus. One shvus is closer to the Araisa. When I tell the guy to do Oysa into a Chatz Sheinim U'revis, it's two steps away from a Araisa. And that would be called Shvus de Les Be Malacha. It's far from a Araisa. According to this interpretation, there would be a very big ground to be mad to Shvus Aliday Yisrael. Because it turns out that the reason why we are not lenient by the Hazah is because there's only one Shvus. But had there been two shvusim, even though it's Aliday Yisrael, it would have been mutter. However, in the Rif himself, it's clear that was not his intent at all. He meant something else entirely. He says that Hazah, in fact, is considered shvus the last b'malacha. There is no malacha deraisa being done. It's only Hazah. All Rav Yosef was saying is that in the Isra of Amir al-Nakhri itself, there's a distinction between whether the guy is doing a malacha deraisa or whether he's doing a malacha derabanan. So then what's the intent of Rav Yosef? It's a very nice distinction. How does that relate to Abaye's question? So Rif explains that this is what Rav Yosef meant to say. You, Abaye, you set up a comparison. Hazah is a shvus. Amir al-Nakri is a shvus. Just like Hazah, we're not matter because of Pesach, so Amir al-Nakri, we're not matter because of Mila. Says Rav Yosef to Abaye, had Rabbi intended to permit Amir al-Nakhri entirely, even by Malacha deraisa, then you would have been right. But that wasn't the intent, because then Rabbi's heter would have related to the entirety of the shvus of Amir al-Nakhri, and it would have been matir the shvus of Amir al-Nakhri. Says Rav Yosef, that's not what Rabbi did. Rabbi is not telling you that shvus is mutter b'makim mitzvah. All Rabbi said was that you could tell a goy to do a Malacha derabanan. And Rabbi's message is this, that even though Amir al-Nakhri is a shvus, that's only when you tell the goy to do a malacha deraisa. But if all you're telling the goy to do is a malacha derabanan, so even though you're not allowed to tell it to him, but it doesn't have the full status of a shvus. And that's why we're able to be matir with the mokeh mila.
Let's come back now to the question of shvus to shvus al-Day Yisrael. According to the Rif, the Gemara does not present us with a general principle that shvus deles be ma'ase is mutter b'mokem mitzvah. In fact, it's not true. Hazah is also a shvus deles be ma'ase, and it's not permitted b'mokem mitzvah. So all we are left with is the single case that Rabbi tells us it's mutter to tell a goy to do a malacha derabanan b'mokem mitzvah. Anything beyond that, we are up to our own to generalize and to compare to that case.
Furthermore, the comparison itself would not seem justified. According to the Rif, when the Chachamim initially enacted the Isser of Amir al-Akum, the primary Isser was to tell him to do a Da'iraisa. Telling the guy to do a Da'irabonon was never the full Isser. That never had the Chomer of a Shvus. And it is this which serves as the basis for the Heter of Rabbah. It's not clear how we might deduce from there that whenever two Isurim Derabonon, two Shvusim come together, that the status of Shvus should be lost.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.